From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will meet him. Behold, I have told you.' Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospel of Matthew presents us with a small group of women who stayed close to Jesus throughout the entirety of his crucifixion, his being taken down from the cross, the preparation of his body for burial, and his entombment. And as they kept vigil at the tomb, they contemplated. They were in a state of, obviously, of sorrow, of mourning. We can understand how difficult it is to depart from the tomb of one whom we love, who's been placed in a tomb at a cemetery. So here we have them presented to us, now that the law allows for them to return to attend to the body of the deceased, they're going with no other expectation other than that, to tend to the body, to deal with the stench associated with the dead body that's corrupting after it's been in the tomb. But what do they discover? They didn't expect to see a stone rolled away. They experience an earthquake, an angel of God appearing like lightning. The centurions that were there are like dead men, we're told. They're confused and can't comprehend what is happening. And they are being spoken to. The angel then addresses them and says, and expresses basically the futility of trying to seal a tomb in which Jesus, the crucified, has been placed in. "He is not here. Come and see where they laid him." And just like you and I are being invited today, we are being told to come and see, to look at the empty tomb. And they're given directives. They go away with joy, but also with fear. As they are following the directive of the angel, there is more to see. Jesus meets them on the way, not far from the tomb. We may ask ourselves, well, why didn't Jesus disappear to them at the tomb? Why did the angel have to go? And why not Jesus be there? Because it was necessary for them, and it's necessary for us, to show faith and obedience to the word of God. For recall, the fall of our first parents was precipitated because they lacked faith and trust in God. And so, in order for us to rise from the dead, we must have faith. We must be obedient to the word of God. And when that was expressed, and when they showed faith and action in light of the word of God given to them, then Jesus rewards them, presents himself to them as alive. Notice they grasp his feet. Why the feet? Well, the psalmist says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Well, this is the greatest news anyone could have ever expected. Jesus, who was once dead, has risen, just as he predicted. His is the only epithet in the entire world which says he rose again on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures. He is the only person that has that as the epithet on their tomb. No other human person born into history has that claim but Jesus. And once he allows them to adore him for that moment, he tells them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers. Notice qualitatively, no longer is he calling them friends. Now he calls them brothers for the first time. Go and tell my brothers, forgiven brothers, that they are to go to Galilee, and there they shall see me. Isn't this something? This is an amazing word that we are all being presented with. As we look at this empty tomb, as we consider how this evening began, in the darkness, in the stillness of the night, a night that is as clear as the day, we are told, as we heard the exalted being given. And now we too are being presented with this news, a news that confirms that God had a plan and has a plan. He's in charge of the entire situation. The first reading from the book of Genesis, in the beginning, and then it proceeds. We're told that after the Sabbath, the women go to the tomb. Why is that significant? Because the Sabbath, unlike many people think today, is not the Sunday. The Sabbath was the Saturday. They could do no work on the Sabbath, nothing. So this is why it's being prescribed and presented to us, why Matthew highlights that at the beginning. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, the women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, came to see the tomb. Because it's more than just the reality of Jesus destroying death and rising again, and in so doing, bringing us up with him. As St. Paul reminds us, do you not know that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And if in likeness to his death, and also to his resurrection. This is more than just that. This is about the new creation being established in Christ. The disciples, the apostles, are the first fruits of the new and eternal covenant. We're not just a part of a chosen people, as was pertinent to the old covenant. We are now sons and daughters of Almighty God in Christ Jesus the Lord. We are members of the household of God. A place has been prepared for us. And it's important for us to realize this. Matthew began his gospel by presenting us with a virgin of Nazareth whose womb was empty, and by the power of the Holy Spirit conceived the eternal word of God made flesh. And at the end of his gospel, he presents us with a tomb that is empty, which by the providence of Almighty God now conceives life eternal. Each one of us are being charged with the same mandate. Tell my brothers and sisters to go into Galilee. There they will see me. Why Galilee? Because that was where they first encountered the greatest love anyone could ever hope for. You and I are being invited to move beyond our comfort zones. Go back to the place where we first experienced our first love, which is God. Consider how he spoke to us, how he moved our hearts. Let this empower us to go forth into the world, proclaiming Christ Jesus crucified and risen from the dead. This is the mystery of our salvation. Everything that we have been going through throughout this entire liturgical year has been pointing to this moment in time. It's for us now to go forth and live our lives in the newness of what we've received from the one sent by God to realize his plan of salvation for the whole world. God love you.